Алло.
Can I talk to Alexei Shurugin?
Yes, one moment, please.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hello, Alexei?
Yes?
This is Tetsuo Kogawa, Tokyo.
Oh, hi, Tetsuo. How are you?
Yeah, okay. How are you?
Very good.
Can I have an interview with you?
Yeah, sure.
Now we are internet, on live.
Okay.
So, first of all, I'm asking about your recent activities. So now in Moscow?
Well, yeah, I'm mostly based in Moscow. I live in Moscow.
Now, you are calling to me in Moscow?
Yeah.
So how is Moscow now, weather?
Well, it's the first kind of winter day today.
Mm-hmm.
It's got, we have snow now at the moment.
Yeah.
But it's the first day when it started to snow.
What is the temperature?
I think it's around -2°C.
-2?
Yeah.
Oh. Here is now around 10°C.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're lucky.
Yeah, lucky, but we feel cold. Colder.
Uh-huh.
So, what is the situation of culture, especially the culture that you have been involved in?
What do you mean?
I a little bit to explain. So last time I saw you in Amsterdam, you showed us the famous 386DX cyberpunk rock band, right?
Yes.
And I have heard that later on, you have become a star, right? What's going on? Explain, please.
Well, I think that star is a bit strong expression. But what is true that since then, I've been traveling a lot with my band.
Mm-hmm.
And I was giving quite many concerts. By the way, I just came 3 or 5 days ago, 4 days ago, I came back from Greece, where I was playing again with that band. To a Greek audience this time. So it has become somehow popular, but it hasn't reached the real star level.
Yeah.
So,
so you have a lot of interviews and reports and so on?
Well, yeah, there are some. Yeah, there are some.
Mm-hmm.
And also, at the moment, I'm still working on the CD.
Yeah.
The first 386DX CD.
Yeah.
Which has to come out quite soon, and maybe, I hope, in 2 months.
Yeah.
And I'm working on that with one German and Dutch music label.
I see. What is the title?
Of the label.
Yeah.
Yeah, the title of the label is, it's called Stahlblatt, but the disc, the CD, will be called The Best Of, 386DX, The Best Of. Because I wanted to, well, because I'm mostly playing famous songs, so I thought that this title will be appropriate. Proper. Yeah.
You're also, Geert Lovink told me before, you have opened a very interesting website called Fake Online Porn Shop. Fuck you, fuck me.
All right.
Yeah. It's still going on?
Yeah, it's still online and it's still functioning.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still getting a lot of visitors on the site.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, this site was quite important for me because of the way it works on the internet.
Mm.
I started this as an art project. So at first it was just linked to one exhibition site.
Yeah.
Art exhibition site.
Yeah.
And first it was introduced in the art context.
Uh-huh.
But later on I found out that the site is getting enormous amount of clicks, mm-hmm. of visitors.
Mm-hmm.
So I started to figure out how it's working.
Yeah.
And I put an email address on the homepage to get feedback from people who visited to see what is going on.
Uh-huh.
And I started to get lots and lots of emails,
yeah.
like feedback of people who were visiting the site.
Uh-huh.
And I realized then that all these people have nothing to do with the art scene.
Mm-hmm.
They know nothing not only about net art, but I doubt they have big knowledge about contemporary art in general.
Mm-hmm.
So they were just looking at my site because not because they saw it listed somewhere in some art resources or exhibitions,
mm-hmm.
but just because their friends or other people have sent them links to this site, like saying, "Hey, look at this site. I find it interesting."
Mm-hmm.
So, in this sense, I can say that the project has reached a general audience, not only the art audience, which I think is very important. And unfortunately, what we can see, what is going on with in contemporary art or in the art scene, it's very rare when artworks reach more general audience rather than gallery or museum visitors.
So, could you tell me the address now, internet?
The
what is
the
address?
Is 3W.
Yeah, www.
Yes, dot.
Yeah.
FUFME.
Yeah.
.com.
Uh-huh, www.fufme.com.
Yes.
Yeah, it's still going on, right?
All right, yeah, yeah.
Okay. So, I think quite a long time ago, in the... you wrote that the situation of Moscow contemporary art is not so interesting. So, what do you think about today's situation of web art, especially which has something to do with electronic technology and so on?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that since then the situation has changed somehow.
Mm.
First of all, it has become more and more, I mean, I'm talking now about more general art scene. It has become more and more marginalized compared to the global art scene, but those people who are active in it, mm. sometimes do quite interesting things, I have to say.
Mm.
Also, the scene of media art is growing, more or less, and it's somehow also motivated by different events that are taking place.
Mm.
For example, you might know about Olga Shishko and her activity in organizing festivals.
Yeah.
So recently she and the Moscow Media Lab she's working with, they've organized quite big symposium
mm.
on electronic arts, on media art.
Mm.
And I think it was pretty interesting.
I see.
Because many people came from different countries. Many of them came to Moscow for the first time, so mm. it was a very interesting experience for them.
Mm.
Because Moscow is still somehow different from many other countries,
mm-hmm.
say from Western Europe. And yeah, and also it brought some interest from people, from local people.
Mm.
And what I see now, we have more and more artists interested in working with communication technology.
Mm.
And talking about that, I would also like to mention my recent activity. You might know that since since April.
Yeah.
I'm working in St. Petersburg in Institute Pro called Pro Arte.
Yeah.
And I'm running a media lab there.
Yeah.
So it's in a way half educational, half production place where young artists come and do their things, do work on their projects, and meanwhile they learn more about media art and the context of like contemporary culture in general.
Mm.
So talking about this, I expect much more media artists from St. Petersburg in near future.
Uh-huh.
Because right now I have well, I see there are very interesting people that are working there, and I expect good results.
Mm-hmm. In the United States and in Europe, also even in Eastern Europe, now in last 5 or 10 years, micro radio has been quite growing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, also the interest in micro media has been growing, I think. So what about how about micro media and micro radio in Moscow and St. Petersburg or in Russian countries?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that in general this technology is not really popular here.
Mm.
I think it's partly because of specificity of like historical circumstances,
mm-hmm.
but also about I think it's also because of lack of knowledge.
Mm.
Most of people who are active in cultural scene, of course, they get the information from more mainstream sources,
uh-huh.
in which I think this micro technologies, micro media is very rarely presented.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I think it's because of that, and in this sense I think it will be really interesting and important to introduce a Russian audience to this technology and to this practice.
I see. I think the in Europe and in the United States the reason that the micro technology and the micro media has been interested has something to do with the situation of mass media. I think the mass media in the United States, for instance, has grown to the peak which cannot have diversification. So now we need more diversification and diverse cultures and diverse diverse values, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the in your countries you have many diverse medias and also activities with including the subcultures, right?
Well, I think that the situation is changing at the moment.
Uh-huh.
But if you look at mainstream media,
yeah.
they all become more or less the same.
Mm.
So you don't see much diversity anymore.
I see.
Yeah, so I think that the interest to alternative media is going to rise high in near future.
Mm.
And I think that at the moment what we're having a real revolution in using internet as alternative media.
Mm.
And it's in Russia, I mean.
Mm.
And it's being used by very many people in very different ways.
Mm.
And I think it gives certain results, this kind of activity.
So internet...
And of course... Sorry?
Internet population is growing now?
Yeah, I think it's growing very rapidly.
Mm.
Yeah. And not only in big cities, but also in smaller cities.
I see.
Yeah, and it's not, I mean, the services, the internet services are becoming less and less expensive, so more and more people can afford them.
Mm.
So yeah, I think it's growing very fast at the moment.
So I think the media of internet is not center oriented. It's more about diverse media, I think.
Yeah. This diverse activity goes very well with the nature of the internet, which, as you mentioned, is not centralized,
right?
And very good for different diverse activities.
Yeah,
and also it's affordable and cheap for people.
Mm-hmm. So in this sense, your country has a lot of potentialities to catch up with new media of internet.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think that also is because more and more people are becoming very skeptical towards mass media, and they're looking for alternative information on the internet.
Mm.
And doing that, they're finding other ways to use this technology and to do their own things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'm pretty positive about the near future of internet development here in Russia.
Mm-hmm. In Japan, a popular television program a couple of weeks ago talked about the a television show in your country, which is called. Naked Truth or something like that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's popular. Yeah. What is it?
I think it's a very interesting art project which has somehow entered the realm of mass media, because it's broadcasted via local television, although many people can see it. And it's a news program, it's like weekly news program, and it's called exactly Naked Truth. So the TV presenter, who is usually a beautiful woman, she presents the main topics of political and economical and sports events from the past week. And as usual, program of this kind has different sections. Like one is politics, next one is economics, the next one is local politics, and then sports and weather.
Yeah.
And while passing from one section to another, she's getting undressed. But while getting undressed, she goes on with talking about these highlights of the news from the past week, and she never stops, and she does like two things in parallel, getting undressed and talking about news. So the attention of this show goes also together with videos shown in the corner or in the corner of the screen.
Yeah.
So the viewer usually gets very confused because the content of the show goes in very strong contradiction with its form, with the way she behaves.
Yeah.
So of course mass media. I mean. So at the end she gets almost completely naked at the end of the program.
Oh.
So I think that this program is really interesting because it's really critical towards the strategies of mass media, where they always hire like good looking women as TV presenters, and so it's more about critical analysis or critical comment on manipulative nature of mass media, I think. So I don't know who stands behind this project and who does it, but I find it pretty interesting because it's really unusual and and critical in a funny way, I would say.
Yeah, it's very interesting. I think it's very radical.
This is not what you expect from TV. That's why it works so much.
Mm-hmm. But this program has no censorship?
No, it doesn't, because she gets undressed, but still, it's not like explicit pornography.
Mm-hmm.
So it somehow it doesn't reach the level, socially unacceptable level.
I see.
You know, it's just about behaving in the way that you wouldn't expect from a TV presenter.
Uh-huh. I think if it would be done in Japan, it is completely difficult.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Why?
Why? Yeah, still there is a kind of censorship here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So I think this is one of the only country who has DL International Film Festival. We had a lot of international film festivals here, but some of them are totally covered by the black ugly marks on the facial expression, for instance.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Uh-huh.
So I was fascinated by this program in your country. It's very interesting.
Yeah, me too, I have to say, because I just jumped on it very, like, by chance, like, zapping from one channel to another, and I just jumped on this program, and I really couldn't stop watching it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But actually, I'm not sure that it's still on, because it's still around, because I haven't seen it for a while on TV.
When it started?
I don't have this right channel to see it.
When it started?
Yeah. I think it was a year ago or something.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
What is your next plan in your activities? So maybe you may talk about it for the audience of the internet here.
Mm-hmm. Well, recently I'm traveling quite a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So I already mentioned that I've been to Greece at the event called Mediaterra, which in fact is a huge exhibition of interactive art and other side events like symposium and smaller shows and events, presentations.
Mm.
And before that I've been to Graz, Austria, also taking part in one festival. And before that I was in Sweden for another small event which is called Electrohype. So, I mean, it's actually interesting. So now we see this kind of explosion of different local events related to the media and media art in specifically.
Yeah.
And I find it really fascinating, because with the help of internet where people can get information, they can locally organize small events without much money involved, without just organized by a few local people.
Mm.
And in some cases, it gives a really interesting result.
Mm-hmm.
So at the moment, I am traveling quite a lot to different kinds of events, both like important international shows or festivals, and also to a smaller events in smaller places, which I'm more kind of interested in. And besides that, I'm teaching in St. Petersburg, which takes like one week in a month. And well, and then I have some time left to develop my own project. And at the moment I'm working on a few projects, both on the internet and also in real space.
Mm-hmm.
But they're more like smaller projects. And also there is one big project hopefully coming out in St. Petersburg next year. I think it's going to be a big project with using public spaces in the city.
So you have a lot of trips, right?
Yeah. Say, I do.
Okay, very good. Very good talk with you.
Yeah, thank you very much. I really enjoyed it.
Yes. So maybe we continue our discussion in the mail.
Yeah, sure. Let's get in touch because I really would like to bring you over to here.
Yeah. Also, sometimes please join to our program, internet.
All right.
Yes. Okay.
All right. I'll check it out.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah. Bye now.
Bye-bye.